Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How are you? Today's podcast is a little special because I have a special announcement. So here's the deal. One of the core principles written in our French Kiss Life manifesto is to surround yourself with what and who inspires you. By the way, if you don't have a copy of that manifesto, you can head over to tanyalee.com/club. And when you join the French Kiss Life Club, you get a copy. But here's the thing. Many years ago, I was in desperate need of some inspiration. I honestly felt like there were two different versions of me. Version one was the woman that everyone saw, and version two was the woman I desired to be on the inside. It was an exhausting conflict. Quite honestly, it made me feel like I was plain vanilla, not even vanilla bean. When actually, I think I'm a sea salt caramel with a top note of bergamot. But at that time in my life, I was a chameleon, morphing myself to fit in at the cost of my own self-expression. Can you relate? It's so exhausting. And the way it showed up for me is that I held back my opinions. I dressed in a way that wouldn't get too much attention. I didn't make investments in things that I desperately desired. I didn't put myself out there. And it all boiled down to this. I was hiding. And when you hide from life, life actually hides from you. And one of the things that I know deep down is that it's not easy to put yourself out there in the world and be ridiculed and rejected. Yet everything we desire requires that we have the courage to do just that. So I did it. I stopped hiding. And guess what? As scary as it is, I have found that life becomes so much more fun and rewarding when you step out and make the world your runway, make it your playground, fully embodying the woman you desire to be. And that, my friend, I think is the secret to French kissing life. And it wasn't an overnight matter for me. It took some work. It took a lot of internal work. I realized that I needed mentors that I could look up to who didn't hide. I wanted to know how to walk through my world as a self-possessed, confident, and inspiring woman. This desire pointed me in the direction of iconic women, women who passionately stand for something, who live their life as a work of art, and they do it with substance and style. I was on a quest for answers. I devoured their biographies, I watched their interviews, I studied their presence. In the process, I found some eye-opening discoveries. Here's the top finding that I uncovered. There is no formula to being iconic. It's an essence that cannot be replicated. Yet, when I broke down their qualities, I found that each woman possessed different flavors of the same thing. Things such as confidence, charm, passion, self-worth, femininity, elegance, and a passion for life, just to name a few. And I have great news. This being iconic thing is available to us all. Want some more breaking news? I believe every woman has an iconic heart. That thing that makes you extremely rare and special. It's these foundational pieces, the charm, the femininity, the elegance, that all appear in different forms that allow us to cultivate our own iconic appeal. Everyone. And that includes you, madame. So, do you want to study some fabulous iconic women with me? You can gain instant access by heading over to tanyalee.com/study iconic women. And in this series, it's like a case study where I'm going to be presenting to you women who have confidently sauntered towards the life of their dreams, who have overcome obstacles and how they've done it, and who experienced deep pain and dealt with criticism, and they did it all in such magnificent style. And when we're done, you'll be able to apply what we uncover about these women so that you can begin to cultivate your own iconic appeal. Again, this is not about you becoming more like them, but using them as an inspiration to uncover your own iconic heart. So, are you curious about our first iconic woman? She's coming soon. Again, all you need to do is head over to tanyalee.com/study iconic women and stay tuned. A couple of things before you go. If you enjoyed this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast, I would be so grateful if you would share it with your family and friends. And if you want to be notified of future episodes, as well as free events and gifts that are only available to the French Kiss Life community, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and sign up to join the most incredible group of global women who are committed to French kissing their life.